Welcome back to the lineup. This is called Mental Skills Minutes. It is a mini-sode, and it is coming to you once a week, maybe every other week, and it is brought to you by the University of Maryland Sports Psychology Department. I'm really looking forward to these because they are just quick mini-sodes that you can literally listen to on your drive, on a walk, in the shower. They're so quick, but they're so efficient. I think a lot of people are going to learn a lot of things that will just help improve their overall mental and physical wellness. So if you like what you hear, go to the University of Maryland Sports Psychology YouTube channel, and they have so much more where this came from, but this is just a little break off from the lineup with Lizzie to get these tips and tricks out and to help people mentally and physically improve their overall wellness. I'm excited about it, so let's do it.
Hello, Terps, and welcome back to our Mental Skills Minutes. My name is Catherine Rowe, and to follow up from Shayna Jones' awesome presentation of mindfulness, I'm going to be discussing with you guys the concepts of fixed versus a growth mindset. Now to start, I'm going to ask you guys some questions, and I just want you to think about your answers to yourself. So here we go. Do you think that skills and talent are something that you're born with, or something that can be built on throughout your life? Do you think that challenges are scary, or do you embrace them? Do you think that you can constantly be learning and growing throughout your life? Do you view failures and mistakes as terrifying because you don't want to look bad? Or do you view failures and mistakes as tools to improve? Do you hate getting feedback from your coaches? Or do you love getting the feedback because it helps you again to improve? Think about that. Now, those questions are centered around fixed versus a growth mindset. And I think just from me saying them, you can see the difference between the two. In a growth mindset, there is this idea that skills are something that you can constantly be improving on and grow on. The limit does not exist in what you can do. And how awesome is that, right? For not only sport, but life in general. How many times have you heard people say, like, I can't do that? Oh, I'm not good at math. With growth mindset, this actually is false and something that you can constantly be working on. I mean, like, how awesome is that? And we also, in a growth mindset, really run towards challenge because it will probably at some point have us make a mistake or fail. And we love that because those are tools to help us improve. Just saying these things right now, wouldn't life seem a lot happier if we were in more of a growth mindset? And this is one of the biggest whys for why we want to promote you guys trying to think about being in this mindset. There's a greater enjoyment of life. There's better relationships. There's less stress. There's less likelihood of mental health issues and higher performance. I don't hear any negatives, right? Now, I'm going to give you some strategies as to how to be in a growth mindset because let me tell you something. You're not one or the other. If you were answering those questions I asked and you're like, oh goodness, I'm in a fixed mindset. Let me tell you, you're not one or the other. We're on a spectrum every day of being on a fixed versus a growth mindset. So these skills are going to try and get you to be more consistently in a growth mindset and to become aware of when you slip into the fixed mindset. So number one, know your triggers. What gets you? What just sets you off to get in that fixed mindset? Is it a practice? Is it a relationship? Is it a course that you're in? What just gets you to shift on the other side of the spectrum? Knowing this is helpful because when we're in those situations, then we can use skills to help get us back into more of a growth mindset. So number one is triggers. Know your triggers. Number two, a big one, is self-talk. Right? In those situations, usually we're saying things to ourselves that are more of a fixed mindset. I can't do this. This is stupid. This is too challenging. So knowing and recognizing when you are having those statements and reframing them or using thought stoppage to help. And I'm sure when we talk about self-talk and our mental skills minutes, we'll hear more about that. Also, a simple skill is adding yet into your vocabulary. I'm not good at this yet. Just changing that, it gives you this possibility that you can and will get better at it. Also, you need to embrace sucking at something new. This is going to help you again to shift into this more of a growth mindset, to accept that, okay, like right now, I'm not good at this yet, but I can continue to get feedback and work towards it and I will get better. So you have to start embracing the suck. Also, our brains are like plastic. They want to grow. They want to learn. And in order to do that, you have to try new things, right? In order to learn and grow and try new things and learn all these new things, you got to put yourself out of your comfort zone. So try something new at practice that you've never done before. And you probably will. You probably will make a mistake and fail at some point, but then again, reflecting on it and getting better. So knowing your triggers, working on your self-talk, and trying something new. Hopefully you try this out at your next practice and give yourselves a break when you notice you're in more of a fixed mindset at times. Go Terps!